With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
He is the COO of the Dallas Cowboys, the mighty Stephen Jones. Good afternoon, Stephen. How are you, man?
Good afternoon. All good.
Man, it's always great to have you on. We always look forward to it, and I don't know what I'd like to ask your thoughts about momentum from week to week, and here's why. I mean, we talk about this in all the sports, but I just feel like we knew what the Cowboys had to do in order to give themselves an opportunity to make this a special season, and we're halfway there. You guys have a big game Sunday, but I feel like you guys are gathering momentum. Is that what you feel like, or do you feel like that's a foreign concept from game to game in football?
No, I think not. I think you do get momentum, and I like what we're doing as a football team right now. And we could have gone the other way easily when we hit that 3-game slide. But I just think this team's mentally tough enough. Jason's prepared them for times like this, and I think they've responded well. Of course, Dak leading the way, went through a tough stretch early in his career. After, obviously having kind of a storybook start to his career to hit that 3-game slide and, have some challenges and then come out of it, I think just speaks, so much to what he's all about. And I do think we're getting better. And I think guys are gaining confidence. You can feel the energy in the practices. And, there's a quiet confidence there that we can, take care of business out here, go out and beat the Raiders, and then keep the ball rolling here.
Is it your opinion that we're looking at a better quarterback right now in Dak Prescott than we were right at the beginning of the Zeke suspension?
I think we are. I think he's grown a lot. I think he, I think he learned from some of those challenges he had during that time frame where, maybe he was trying to do a little too much and press the issue, and we all know what happens when you do that. Turnovers start to happen, the things that cause you to lose football games and sometimes lose them handily happens when you turn the ball over and you press too much. And I just think they've gone back to, they're working in practice on executing. I think they're doing a great job of it, and I do think Dak's grown through this process and knows what, even more so than ever, what he needs to do, whether you have Zeke in the game versus, where you are and what you have when you don't have Zeke in the game. I think it's been a great, great experience for him.
What do you think has been the biggest single difference in these last two games versus the three sort of disastrous games that you referenced early? Is there one sort of singular thing that really stands out?
I just think more than anything, it's trusting what you are as a football team. We've got a good offensive line. We have to trust our running game. We need to stick with it. I think you have to protect the ball. And I think, when we can run the football and possess the ball and, not have our defense exposed too much out there in terms of the time of possession, then we tend to win football games when that happens. And, obviously it's been great having Sean Lee back as well on the defensive side, but I think we're growing on the defensive side of the ball, right before our eyes here. I mean, we've got young guys who are stepping up in the secondary. I looked out there today at one time, and you had our three rookies in Xavier and Jordan Lewis and Chidobe, and then you had Kayvon out there, and you had AB out there, and then throwing Byron Jones out there. That's a young defensive backfield. They were all out there practicing with the first group, and you throw in Taco and Jalen. I mean, this is a young defensive team that I think is only going to get better. And, the same thing goes on the offensive side of the ball. Obviously, Dak's young. You get Zeke back, a young player. And then, our offensive line, albeit not young, they're sure not old. And they're certainly, in a great time in their career. I like where we're headed as a football team.
Yeah, and you talked about trusting the formula, who you are as a football team, and getting back to that. And obviously, You guys have come up with a good formula, keeping the defense off the field and running the ball and so forth. Is that a formula that was kind of created due to necessity because it just so happened that the offense was a little bit stronger than the defense? And is that, in other words, is that a formula that's kind of a temporary thing until you get the defense up to speed, or is that the type of long-term formula you'd look to build the whole franchise around?
Well, obviously, when we ended up committing the resources we did to our offensive line with three number one picks, then having the good fortune to get Lyle and knowing that we wanted to sign all four of those guys. We made a huge commitment to the run game when we picked Zeke with the fourth pick in the draft, rather than go defense where we could have gone a Ramsey or although Bosa went right before we picked. We were ready to go with Zeke. You know, you're making a commitment at that time to run the football, possess the ball, and, you know, have a formula similar to what we had in the 90s. And now, I do think, obviously, we're trying to beef up, based on what we've done lately, beef up the defensive side of the ball. And I see us continuing to do that because we are, you know, I think when we're healthy, we're very sound on the offensive side of the ball. So I think it's a good formula for us. It's obviously a commitment organizationally that we've made. You know, running the football, and at the same time, I think we're, you know, going to make a commitment as we move forward, you know, with other resources to continue to try to beef up our front on the defensive side of the ball. So, you know, we feel good about the direction. I don't think, you know, we need to change the direction. We need to continue to look for ways to be better, and, you know, I think we'll get that done.
What is the latest on the injury front, Steven? Who do you feel like that's questionable is for sure going to go, and who do you feel like we're still a little dicey on?
Well, you know, I think it's starting to be pretty clear-cut. You know, we're still not sure about Irving and, you know, in Orlando, but, you know, I'm not overly optimistic there, but still doesn't mean that they won't pull a rabbit out of the hat there. And then, you know, other than that, we feel pretty good about our group.
You know, just in general, you know, Jerry was on the station this morning kind of talking about the owners' meetings you guys had here in town. Would you say overall that you were really pleased with the way that things went? Or were you surprised? What was your take on it all?
We were pleased. I think, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I think we've got, you know, with our commissioner, a guy who's now very incented and to work, you know, to work with the owners who are obviously very incented as well in terms of what their franchise values are and that type of thing to work to continue to meet the challenges that we have in front of us head on and end up in a good place with them. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think that's where Jerry was pressing the most is, you know, we need everybody to be motivated here, you know, to meet the challenges that we're having to face every day in the NFL, meet them head on and come up with good answers and not just hope, you know, they fix themselves and they work themselves out. And I think, you know, what the compensation committee did with Roger, I think really worked out well. And certainly to Jerry and us, you know, and our organization's satisfaction. And I think now we just all have to roll up our sleeves and address, you know, some of the things that are holding us back as a league. And whether it's, you know, our investigative arm, whether it's our anthem issues, whether it's player health and safety, all these things are things that we can be better at. And I think, you know, Roger and his staff agree with that. Certainly our owners want that. And, you know, I think you're going to see a concerted effort and everybody motivated the same way to move forward to do a better job for the NFL.
Steven Jones joining us on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. One of the things a lot of you know, Jerry's co-owners throughout the league said about him is they always talk about his love for the NFL. And that's very obvious here in Dallas. You know, we get to see you guys up close and know you well. I'm curious about you growing up in Arkansas. Were you mostly a college football fan, or were you a big NFL fan yourself, like when you're in high school in the early 80s? Did you follow it closely, or were you more of a college guy?
Probably more college. Obviously, I played it, followed it, but you know, Sunday's the game we got. Our game was the Cowboy game. Mm-hmm. And so certainly I grew up watching the Cowboys. But, you know, as a young person, I was, you know, a huge Arkansas Razorback fan. And love college football, but love, you know, at the end of the day, we love the game of football. I love to play it. Jared coached me, coached my YMCA teams, and then, of course, ended up getting an office that overlooked my high school field so he could watch that from his office. And, you know, we just love the game of football, and anytime there were football games on, we like to watch it. But, you know, obviously that's bled over into what we do now, and, you know, as you know well, we like football at any level, and whether it's, you know, the YMCA and Little League football, whether it's high school, college, or pro, we're certainly just love the game and truthfully love what the future holds for the game. I know it has its critics and it has its challenges, but at the end of the day, I think it's a game people love at all levels, and it certainly brings communities together, cities together, states together. It's a great game.
So that said, you're talking about Jerry watching you. Tonight, I imagine you and Jerry will be watching your son, John Steven, play. It's Ryan against Highland Park tonight at 9 at AT&T Stadium, correct?
Correct. It's a huge game. We're playing a great team in Denton Ryan. They have some really top football players. Their quarterback's one of the top players in the country. You know, that's great receivers. You know, just a great program there. And certainly, you know, I think they're favorites in this game. I think they're the number one ranked team in the state. They're undefeated. And we certainly have our hands full, but I know our guys have a quiet confidence. They can go back out and hopefully do what they did last year, which is pull an upset over Denton Ryan in the semis like they did last year. We played them last year in the semis and were able to advance, and know our guys are motivated, but know it's you know, it's going to be a tough football game out there.
Well, I don't want to get your son's perspective on this. I want to get your perspective on this, because we talked to you after he got the offer from Texas Tech, and that was obviously a prideful moment and awesome, but we were joking around about, I'm sure you guys are waiting to get that offer from Arkansas. And then last weekend, Chad Morris presents the offer to your son. Now, you don't have to tell us one way or the other about what's going on in his mind, but I'd just love to know what his dad thought about that, having played at Arkansas, when his dad played at Arkansas, and what that moment meant for you.
Well, it was, you know, it was my dream. I grew up going to Razorback games and loving the Razorbacks, and certainly John Steven knows the stories, whether they're the stories about Jerry and his success he had at the university playing ball and winning a national championship. He's heard my stories playing for Coach Holtz and Coach Hatfield and playing in four bowl games. And, you know, my perspective is, you know, it would be amazing to think there'd be a, you know, another third generation of Jones running through that A up in Fayetteville. But at the same time, you know, certainly respect whatever decision he's going to make. I just, he's put himself in this position. To have an opportunity to pick where he wants to go compete. He loves the game. He wants to play the game. He's always, that's been his dream, is to play it. And, you know, it was certainly a compliment with Cliff Kingsbury, who's one of the greatest quarterback coaches, I think, in the country in terms of developing young quarterbacks. So, you know, he's put himself in a, you know, given himself a great opportunity to succeed at the next level. I know certainly his thoughts right now are, on beating Denton Ryan tonight and trying to win a state championship. But at some point we'll sit down and discuss everything, and I'm sure he'll make a decision that's best for him.
So is it true that Chad Morris's son Chandler is a freshman there at Highland Park, a backup quarterback?
He's a sophomore,
okay.
And he's John Stevens' backup, and he is a really good football player. The cupboard is certainly not bare when this group leaves, and he's going to do a great job for the Scots when John Steven graduates, and I'm sure you'll be hearing his name a lot over in Highland Park, because he can really throw the ball around. He's going to be a great player for Highland Park.
Well, we'll pay you guys one more compliment before you leave, because to me, when I heard that, I thought that was spectacular, because obviously a dad can talk to his son, and if something about John Steven would looked great to colleges, but somebody behind the scenes who knows his personality, his work ethic, his leadership ability, that speaks volumes, even louder, that he had inside information about John Steven, and he liked everything he heard. So I think you guys deserve another compliment on that one, Steven.
Well, that's awfully nice, and I know Coach Morris's son's ever bit the the young man, he's a leader, and certainly, being around football, I think these young guys, both Chandler and John Stephen, certainly get a leg up when you get to spend your life around the game. It gives you a great IQ for it. Certainly it's going to be fun to watch him come through. But thank you, and, thank you for your compliment there. And John Stephen, it's important. You know, all this is so important to him and loves the game and loves to compete.
Well, we will talk to you next week, Stephen. Good luck this weekend in both games, and have a great week, and we'll talk to you later, man.
Hey, always great being on with you. Y'all have a great weekend. Take care.
There it goes.
You too.
Stephen Jones, right here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.